Welcome, everyone. We'll be out to begin Be'ez Hashem, BPJ Shir number 154. We're in the 13 things mentally strong people don't do. And we are up to number 8, and that is they don't blame each other for their problems. And that is such an important concept. 64% of people, according to one survey, blame their marriage partner for their lack of happiness. So it's such an important yesod that we transfer our dissatisfaction and blame it on our partner, blame it on our spouse. I'm going to say a couple of statements here and think about them and see how much when you say this that your husband or wife would tell you this is the case. I blame my spouse for my unhappiness. I blame my spouse for forcing us to do something I didn't want to do. Our relationship problems in our marriage are mostly my spouse's fault. I'd be happier if my spouse did things differently. My spouse's behavior makes it tough for me to enjoy life. My spouse has an unhealthy habit or way of thinking that makes it impossible for us to get along. Most of our arguments are my spouse's fault. And our relationship would be a lot better if it weren't for my spouse's issues. These are very, very common things. Now, again, like we say always, it's not like people don't need to work on themselves and every spouse needs, you know, is a work in progress. But the concept being, though, is that the shifting of focus and blame often to the other spouse is really, really unhealthy. In this chapter, again, this is, you know, this Amy Morin, she talks about a couple where she wanted to have more children and he didn't. They had one child. And again, we're not going into the halachic and hashkafic things in Yiddishkeit about it, but just in this concept of it, making the other spouse a scapegoat and blaming them for your stress and your unhappiness and your relationship troubles. And what happens when you do this is you don't take responsibility for your share. When you decide that everything is out of your hands, you know, this is where you can use bitachon and, you know, in an unhealthy way or emunah in an unhealthy way, saying, oh, it's out of my hands. I can't do anything. It's all orchestrated by Hashem on me. And what happens is if you use that mode in blaming your spouse, and throwing in a muna in there, and it's mena shamayim, and that, it's not really meant that way. It's not really a muna. It's really you're not taking responsibility for improving things that you need to improve on. So that's very, very important to know. You know, when we gave Shior Manshar B'tochen and others that you can't use B'tochen or a muna to just sit back and not take responsibility of things that you're mechuyev to do. So blaming your spouse for everything is a bad idea. Now, the other way around, by the way, is not healthy either. To blame yourself for everything, you have personalities like that too, where they shift the blame on themselves for everything. That's not healthy either. When people beat themselves up to the nth degree for their own past mistakes, and they blame the problems in their marriage squarely on themselves, yeah, people like that as well, that's not healthy either. It's not healthy to be on either end extreme of either type of behavior. The extreme of refusing all responsibility and blaming it all on your spouse, or accepting too much blame and blaming it all on yourself. The idea is to take responsibility for your own happiness and your own health in the relationship in things that you could work on and what you need to do. So you have to ask yourself these questions, you know, do you blame yourself too much for the problems that you and your spouse have? Or do you blame your spouse too much for your problems? Does your spouse blame themselves too much on themselves? You notice your spouse is blaming themselves too much, or they're blaming you too much. So it really has to be a removal of this blame concept. And accepting each one of them, accepting the appropriate responsibility for your share of holding yourself accountable of doing what you need to do. And why we blame each other is really a deep thing. What happens is that here is an example where a wife, the husband did not want to have more than that one child, and she believed he was selfish. In reality, there was other factors going on. The going on there that was not based on selfishness. You know, it's sort of, we have a way to judge ourselves favorably sometimes and not judge our spouse favorably. So, for example, if you arrive late, why were you late? You'll blame something beyond your control. It was traffic. It was other things. When your spouse comes late, you're more likely to blame them for being too late. So you may automatically blame your spouse if the kids misbehave, or if the taxes weren't done correctly, or the car insurance lapsed. And the idea is, the aside of not blaming each other for our problems is the idea of the Chazal of in Pirkei Avos, have done as kol adam l'kav zchus. You see the truth of the Chazal, which we don't need proof for their truth, that really this is what a lot of people do in general. We blame each other l'kav chayva. Blame is a great defense mechanism. This is what happened after the Chet Eitz Hadas. This was the shayrish of the Chet, not just the etzem eating from the Chet Eitz Hadas, but more the defense mechanism of blaming, Adam blaming Chava, and so on and so forth. So if you don't own up to your own part of the process, you may convince yourself that, you know, you shouldn't feel bad, you know, that a mistake was made. But in the meantime, you really need to take responsibility for it. So the key really is to stop that downward spiral of blame. You know, if you're upset about something minor your spouse said, and 10 minutes later, you'll be convinced they don't care about you. But you have to realize that's not the case. You see, sometimes you have these small infractions or perceived slights that can turn into major blame if you're not careful. You know, even if they were insensitive, they said something upsetting, a minor thing, they said something, or they weren't attentive to you because they were distracted. Okay, so that's something to work on. It's a small infraction, so to speak. But what we do is we make it into a big, big blame thing. They don't care at all. They're neglectful. This is the negative thinking that we fall into often. Negative thinking that leads us down a spiral downward. And blame does that too. It leads us to a spiral downward. It's very, very important not to do that. You have to catch yourself before that spiral begins. You take a deep breath. Ask yourself, is that statement really true? You know, if your spouse left their shoes in the middle of the floor, does that mean they don't love you? Of course it doesn't mean they don't love you. If they left their clothing on the floor, or if they didn't get the gift you wanted, doesn't mean they don't care about you? Of course it doesn't mean they don't care about you. Our brain jumps to irrational leaps, blaming our spouse more than the blame that they deserve. So the key is to accept some responsibility. Our relationship, all relationships, are never one person's fault. That's a real aside. You may not have caused the problems, but you have to take responsibility on how you respond to it also. That's very important. Even if your spouse is not behaving ideally about something or does something that annoys you, you still have a responsibility of how to respond to that in the right way. So even if the mess, as an example, that you find yourself in is not your fault, but you still have that digging out of it maybe still be your responsibility. And accepting that responsibility for a problem empowers you to be part of the solution. So if you take responsibility about things that are that may seem that it's your spouse's fault, it's very empowering. As an example, if your spouse has a gambling addiction, that's not your fault. Not your fault at all. But it is your responsibility to manage how you respond to that addiction. Your share in that problem may be yelling or arguing or screaming and so on and so forth. Again, no one's being judging when someone's in such a rough position. But there are different ways to handle that type of thing. You may need support from a healthy mentor, a therapist, or a financial advisor in a case of a gambling addiction who could help you make healthy decisions. Very, very important. a spouse fell into something that they shouldn't have, immorally, okay? It's not your fault. But if you spent years yelling and accusing and snooping and spying and screaming and demeaning, there's a lifnei iver aspect. That's a responsibility. People don't like to think in those terms. People don't really, recognize that much. Because the truth is the actual behavior should be the responsibility of the one who did the behavior. But what we contribute to that behavior doesn't mean we should blame ourselves, completely for that or anything like that. But we realize we could do things a lot better. If we'd be kinder and more gentle and to our spouse, they would be more likely to behave better themselves. The same thing with children. Their behavior patterns of problems that they have are not your spouse's fault. Even if you disagree with the way you're supposed to be mechanech them, you're responsible for parenting and your spouse is responsible for parenting. Your responsibility may be not to yell in front of your spouse, at your spouse in front of the kids, right? Don't yell at your spouse in front of the kids. Shouldn't yell even not in front of the kids, but that's a separate issue. So that's the idea. Even if your spouse is not yet changing, you could accept responsibility. You can reduce your spouse's defensiveness and increase the chances that they'll want to affect change if you work with them in a healthy, accepting way. Okay, so this is the idea. We're going to be mamshich a little bit in the next shir as well, but this is a very important yesod that mentally healthy, strong couples, they don't blame each other for their problems. They identify it. Doesn't mean they don't express something that needs to be expressed, but they ultimately take responsibility for their own behaviors and how I can make the situation better in a healthy way. Bracha v'atzlacha.